It's Unsung Heroes Day here at the radio station. I'm on the phone with Andrew Gamble, police officer here in Norfolk County. Now I know your background, Norfolk County, born and raised. Was it always your hope to be a police officer, sir?
Actually, for the longest time, I wanted to be a lawyer. As I progressed through school, I started to consider policing as a career. And then over time, I think it was just something that I naturally gravitated towards.
What's it about being a police officer that you love?
For me, it's community engagement. Since the beginning, I've always made it a priority to walk around the downtown areas and have a quick chat with members of our community and business owners. It's something I'm extremely passionate about. And I think it's so important to have those one-on-one interactions with the people that we serve.
Now, your shift can be life-saving. We were told of a story where you managed to save someone's life twice within a 24-hour period using naloxone. Can you talk about that at all?
I won't share too many details about that incident, but yes, that's correct. I used naloxone twice on the same individual in a 24-hour period. Fortunately, they recovered. Unfortunately, we've seen an increase in opioid-related incidents in our community. Naloxone is an effective tool that we officers carry when we're working.
Now, you really take a shine to working with kids in the community as well. That's something that was clearly brought to us. What drives you to do this?
I have a lot of experience working with young people in a number of different settings. In a police capacity, I assist with our OPP Kids program in our local elementary schools. And it really is a nice change of pace from our regular duties. We cover a lot of great topics. The students, they're engaged. They ask a lot of good questions. And they are brutally honest, which is really, really enjoyable. And every time I finish the sessions at a school, I always come out of there feeling pretty positive about the things we discussed.
How has COVID-19 affected your day-to-day role?
This is an extremely difficult time, not only for members of our community, but citizens across the province of Ontario. People are stressed and they're ready to get back to normal. I'm a firm believer that if you show someone empathy and respect, generally you can achieve a positive outcome. I'm just one of many officers who are trying to navigate our way through the pandemic, and I give my coworkers a ton of credit for doing the same.
Now, you said earlier that you originally wanted to be a lawyer. What made you shift gears into policing?
As a police officer, there's a lot of variety in what we do. No two shifts are the same. And policing is unique in the sense that you can shape your career based on your own skill set and your own abilities.
And just lastly, what was it about Norfolk County that made you just want to come back and do your policing career here?
Norfolk is home for me. It's a great county with a great sense of community, and I would not have it any other way. Fun fact, when you're going through the application process, you're given a list of all the detachments across the province of Ontario. From that list, you pick your top six desired work locations, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get any one of those six. I was fortunate enough to get Norfolk County, which was my first pick.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, sir. You can hear from the other unsung heroes on our website, norfolktoday.ca.